think last time we spoke about Shalosh Shudas. I don't remember exactly what. I think maybe about what foods one needs to eat for Shalosh Shudas. So let's continue on a Shalosh Shudas related topic. So today we're going to talk about whether women are chayv in Shalosh Shudas. Now that is not really a question, whether women are chayv in Shalosh Shudas. The question is really, why are women chayv in Shalosh Shudas? And the reason I say that is that I am unaware of a single sheet in Rishonim that says that women are pater from Shalosh Shudas. Now on the one hand, you would say, of course they're pater. Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Women are pater from all mitzvah Shazman Grama, unless there's an exception, and Shalosh Shudas would certainly seem to be a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. So which exception is it? Where do we find that there is an exception? So I found four different reasons suggested by Rishonim as to why it is that women are chayv in Shalosh Shudas, despite the fact that it is a mitzvah Shazman Grama. First, the Ran in Maseches Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph B'Dapei Arif quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that women are chayv in Shalosh Shudas and also in Lechem Mishnah because of Af Hein Hoyu Ba'Oso Anes. What nes are we talking about? The nes of the man, that since the Shalosh Shudas is zeicha to the man, the chiyuv to have three meals on Shabbos is based on the Gemara Darshans from the fact that in Parshas Haman the word Hayom appears three times, so women also received the man and they were also nourished by the man, and therefore women are chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. Asks the Maram Mirutenberg that it's not shy, the reason Avinoi Bosanes cannot be indiscriminately applied to anything that women happen to have benefited from as well. No, Avinoi Bosanes has to be a particular nes that the Jewish people were saved from imminent danger. Only then do we say Afenoi Bosa Anes. There was no imminent danger in the Midbar that the man came to address, and as a result of that, says Maram Rutenberg, I don't think you can say Afenoi Bosa Anes. Look at all the cases where we say Afenoi Bosa Anes. Dalet Kosos because of the Geulas Mitzrayim, Ner Chanukah, Megillah, all of these cases the Jewish people were in imminent danger. Under such circumstances and only under such circumstances do we say Afenoi Bosa Anes. Furthermore, the Ran writes, and this is the second explanation as to why women are chayavos in Shalosh Shudas, the Ran writes about Rabbeinu Tam, first he says, Vein Tzorech. You don't need the Rabbeinu Tam's reason of Afeinu Yivosa Anes, because anyway, Shabbat Kol Maisa Shabbos Ish V'Isha Shavin. Whenever it comes to anything Shabbos related, women have every bit the chiyav in Shabbos that men have the chiyav in Shabbos. How do I know that? Because the Gemara Darshins, that Zachar V'Shamor B'Dibur Echad, and therefore Kol Shiyashlo B'Shamor, Shamar Yeshno B'Zachar, that since in one version of the Aseret HaDibros it says Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, the other version says Shamar Yom HaShabbos Kadsho, so we darshan whoever is included in the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos, which means not to do malachos on Shabbos, is also included in the mitzvah of Zachira Shabbos. Now we normally translate that line in Gemara and Brach Stav Chaf as saying that whoever is chayiv in the malachos of Shabbos is also chayiv in Kiddush on Shabbos. But, says the Ran, maybe it means more than just Kiddush. Maybe it means whoever is chayiv in the Malachos of Shabbos is also chayiv in all of the mitzvot saseh of Shabbos. They're all included in Zechiras Shabbos, even the ones that have nothing to do with the man. So whereas the Ran, the Rabbeinu Tam suggests that it's all about the man, and that's why women are included in Shalosh Shudas, the Ran says not about the man, it's about anything to do with Shabbos. Women are automatically going to be included. L'may nafkamina between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. So for those who are doing Daf Yomi, the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Shabbos, Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the side of the Mishnayis, writes, Va'ani mistapek im nashim mitzuvin al shvisas behemtan. We're going through the sugyas now of shvisas behema, that an animal is not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos. This is aside from the Isser of Mechamer, that your animal cannot be doing malacha that benefits you. Mechamer is that you are leading an animal in malacha, even if it's not your animal. This is a separate din called shvisas behema. So, are women included in the requirement of Shvisas Behema? Now, Shvisas Behema is a mitzvah saseh. It's not a mitzvah lo saseh. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't know. Are women included in this or not? L'chora, nafkamina, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. If you say like Rabbeinu Tam that the only reason they're included in Shalosh Shudas is because of Afenoi Bosa Nes, well, there is no Nes that would include them in Shvisas Behema. It's just a regular mitzvah saseh Shazman Grama, and they should be potter. But if you understand that it's about Kol Maisa Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shavin. Like the Ran says, that every Shabbos-related matter, men and women are going to be the same, so Shvisas Pehima is also Shabbos-related matter, and women would be included. A third possible reason why women are Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas, the Shibalei Aleket Pasuk writes in Siman Sadi Gimel, V'nira be'enai sha'al kula mu'omer echluhu ayom, u'bein anashim, u'bein nashim, nisrabu ba'achilazu. That on all of the people in Klal Yisrael, the Torah says echluhu ayom, about the man. So since it's about the man, and women also benefited from the man, it's not avinoy bosanes, it's that there's a specific Pasuk in the Torah that's talking to all of Klal Yisrael, telling us to eat, and in conjunction with the word hayom, and the word hayom refers to a meal of Shabbos. Each time the word hayom appears, it refers to a separate meal of Shabbos. And then a fourth explanation as to why women are chayiv in shalosh shudis is Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg writes that even though you would think they're patur because it's a mitzvah shazman grama, he says there is no patur of mitzvah shazman grama by mitzvos midrabanan. That's what Rashi writes in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chaf. Because and the Maram Shik explains in his Sefer HaMitzvos that the idea is that every mitzvah drabanan, the actual mechayev of a mitzvah drabanan, is the pasuk of lo sasur, which is actually a lo sase in the Torah. So every mitzvah drabanan is really not a mitzvah sase shazman grama, it's a mitzvah lo sase, because it's based on lo sasur. And therefore, there is no patur. So whereas the whole angle we came to this question with was that, of course, women should be patur, because it's mitzvah shazman grama, so what's the mechayev? Maram Rutenberg turns it on its head. He says, no, women shouldn't be patur. The default is that they should be chayev, because we do not apply the principle of mitzvah shazman grama to mitzvah drabanan. Now, that is questionable. That seems to be Shitas Rashi. However, he points out that there's a day in the Gemara in Brachas Taf Chaf Aleph that Kriya Shema is only midrabanan, and yet women are not chayiv in Kriya Shema, even though they're shayich in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And a similar svara to the Maram Rutenberg we find in the Maram Chalava on Psachim Daf Kuvav Amid Aleph in the name of the Rashba, that women are put from Kiddush during the daytime, because Kiddush during the daytime is only midrabanan. So even though for all matters of Shabbos, men and women are equal, that's only with dinim d'oraisa, like Kiddush HaLaila. But a mitzvah d'rabbanan, women are going to be pater from, and therefore there's reason to say that even from Suda Shabbos, women should be pater, because we say that it's d'rabbanan according to Rov Poskim. So that's sort of like the opposite of what Maram Rutenberg had suggested. So bottom line is, all of the Rishonim suggest that women are chayiv in shalosh shudis. What they disagree about is, why are women chayiv in shalosh shudis? But if, as Jews who grew up in from communities, we generally do not observe that all women at least are super duper makbid about eating shalosh shudis. So the question becomes, why not? How did such a practice develop that women are not super makbid about eating shalosh shudis? So I'll tell you one answer that I don't even begin to understand. One answer that I understand what he's saying, but is very questionable. And then perhaps a third possibility. So the one answer I don't even begin to understand, in Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Yisrael, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Dalid, he writes, Bizman Hazeh, Hanashim Ruban Kekulan Ein Nisarim Lekayim Suda Shlishis. The large majority of women do not fulfill Suda Shlishis. Ukvar Kasafti Al Derech Halatza, Didavar Zeh Shomrim Al Pi Harizal, De Besefer Avodas Yisrael, Kasav B'Shem Harizal, The Nashim Pturos Misuda Shlishis, that the Arizal says that the reason women are part from Shalosh Shudis, Hol Ve'en Lunashim Dikna, because women don't have beards, so they're Ptura Misu Udasa De Dikna, they're part from the beard Su'uda. So you have to know a little bit, there are people on this year that would be able to explain this a lot better than I can, but there's something about, as Shabbos is leaving, that relates to Dikna, that relates to a beard. You know, there's this old wives' tale, or at least that's what people believe it is, that if a woman drinks the Havdalah wine, that she's going to grow a beard. Chazon Ish said, probably it's because men are the ones that are supposed to drink the Havdalah wine, because men, it's a Vaday Chiyuv in Havdalah, so there's no Shaila Vehefsik between the Baruch Pri Agaf and with the other Brachos. So probably someone along the line said that Megadli Zakan should drink the wine, and someone misunderstood that and thought that that means that if women drink the wine, that means that they're going to grow a beard. Or maybe al pi Kabbalah, there's something about this time of day that has to do with beards, and women are somehow excluded from that. So that is defense number one as to why women have the practice of not eating shalosh shudas. The more famous defense, I think, is that which is found in Rav Shlomo Kluger's writings in Shalos Tshuvos Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, Arachayim Simin Kuf Yodalid, where Rav Shlomo Kluger says, "Well, wait a second. There's a fundamental machlokes why women are chayiv in shalosh shudas. Is it?" Or is it because kol sheyashno b'shamar yashno b'zachar? Right, those are the two primary shitos that are quoted in the Ran. Well, obviously, if the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that it's a function of afheinu yibosa neis, he obviously does not think kol sheyashno b'shamar yashno b'zachar would be extended to seudos Shabbos. He thinks that that's only about Kiddush. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks kol sheyashno b'shamar yashno b'zachar is not a good enough reason. Now, if the Ran thinks that it's all about kol sheyashno b'shamar yashno b'zachar, he must think that afheinu yibosa neis doesn't apply to shalosh shudas, maybe because there was no sakana, there was no imminent sakana. So there's a daya in Rishonim that says that afheinu yibosa neis is not going to apply to shalosh shudas. And there's a daya in Rishonim that says that kol sheyashno b'shamar yashno b'zachar is not going to apply to shalosh shudas. So isn't it reasonable that someone could say a third daya that neither apply to shalosh shudas? So granted, we have no Rishon on record who says that women are pater from shalosh shudas, but we have Rishonim on record who reject each reason that they might be chayiv. So a person might therefore come and say, I hold like Rabbeinu Tam that the Ran's reason is wrong, and I hold like the Ran that Rabbeinu Tam's reason is wrong, and therefore there's no reason left, and it's just a mitzvah shazman grama, and that's why women are pater. So that's how Shlomo Kluger suggests to be miyashiv the minug, and he makes it very clear he's just trying to be miyashiv the minug. This is not the way he would normally paskin. However, Rav Avadia Yosef doesn't even like it as far as a yishuv for the minug. Rav Avadia Yosef in Yechavadas Chilek Dalet Simon Chav Hey, right? What an odd thing to say. Once all the Rishonim agree that they're chayiv, me yariv oz lachuk aleihem b'li tam v'raya brura me'atalmud. How could you argue in all the Rishonim without any raya from the Gemara? The Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat that if all the poskim agree to a particular din, the Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat Simon Chafei, even if they disagree as to the reason for that din, we paskin like that din. You're not allowed to argue on such a din, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins la halacha that women are chayiv in suda shlishis. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Pashutu, the gam nashim chayavs besuda shlishis, the bekol mili de Shabbos musharos nashim ke anashim. On all matters of Shabbos, women have the same chayav as men. Vaharbe shein yodos mizeh, says Yerach HaShulchan. There are many that are simply unaware of this. They think shalosh shudas is something that men do in shul, you know, with some old tuna fish or whatever. They don't realize that this is something that's their chayav as well. And therefore, v'yesh lahodian ulahasiran sheyishmaru l'kayim mitzvah suda shlishis. And therefore, we need to let them know and warn them that this is something that they should be doing. I would just suggest a third possible reason why many women do not eat shalosh shudas is based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes that im e efshar lo lechol klal eino chayiv letzair es atzmo. That if a person is stuffed and they can't bring themselves to eat anymore, then they're not obligated to be mitzvah themselves if the eating is more of a tsar than it is an enjoyment. So even though there is a chiv of suda shlishis, if it's really going to be mitzayir a person, so women maybe who are not as accustomed to eating as much as men eat, certainly on a short winter Shabbos, if you had a big lunch, so maybe that would be a reason why some women do not eat shalosh shudas. However, the Shulchan Aruch's next words are, V'achachamein of Berosho, Shelo Yimale Bitno Besuda Saboker, Kidei Litein Makom Lesuda Shlishes. That a person has to be forward thinking. And at the time that you're having your second Shabbos meal, you should realize that there's going to be a third Shabbos meal. So don't fill up too much. It's our responsibility to eat a little bit less during the second Shabbos meal so that we could make sure that we eat the third Shabbos meal. So everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining. And Be'ezus Hashem, on Wednesday, we will be back for at 2:50 with the Tamil Halacha.